Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, we are in spring and this episode is coming out to you in the heart of spring. And we're going to talk today about hay fever. So if you are watching this on YouTube, please hit subscribe. And if you're on the social channels, please do forward all this information to your friends and loved ones, because the more we can share this precious self-care information, the healthier the nation will be. Now, if you are one of the 49% of people plagued with runny nose and itchy eyes and sneezing fits in the spring and the summer, then this episode is for you. My sister suffered from hay fever, so did my dad. Right from the word go, as long as I can remember, out would come the sun and then out would come the tissues, and then their summers were plagued with the horrendous symptoms of hay fever. And it is so debilitating, and it's actually also so depressing, because who doesn't want to be outside on a beautiful spring summer's day? You want to enjoy and marvel in nature, and then you get all these hideous symptoms and it makes you feel dreadful. So what are we going to do, and what self-care techniques can I teach you to help you offset the negative impact of this debilitating syndrome? So the good news is there's actually a lot that you can do, and Chinese medicine and self-care techniques will be able to help you. So the first thing to say is that before we go into Chinese medicine, one of the kind of bog standard remedies that people talk about, I was just talking to the team about before we went live, was to eat local honey with local pollen in it. Now, I wasn't going to mention that because I thought, oh, everyone knows that. But actually, one of the team said, well, I didn't know that. So I thought, right, you know what? Let's just get the kind of the standard remedy out there right up front first, which is basically what they recommend is it's like almost like homeopathy that you take, it's not like homeopathy. It's a bit like immunization. You take a sort of a small amount of the issue and get it into the body so that the body can build up defenses. Now, there very much is an argument for that works, and it does for many, many people, but it doesn't for everybody. Nonetheless, it's worth doing it anyway because it's a simple fix before you go deeper. So the first thing to do is you want to have local honey with local pollen. Okay, that's the first thing. Now, that is going to help a certain number of people, but it's not necessarily going to help everyone. Okay, why? Well, according to Chinese medicine, there's a couple of things you need to understand about hay fever in order to then understand what it is that you need to do about it to help yourself. The first thing is, in our medicine, hay fever is very much a situation which is impacting not only the lungs, but also the digestive system. So those of you that are familiar with my podcast, we talk about the three things you need to understand about owning your health. One is the free flow of circulation. Two is the body's ability to purge and nourish, i.e. get rid of the old stuff and bring in the fresh stuff. And three, you have to harmonize and balance the five key organs. And they are the lungs, the spleen, the kidneys, the heart, and the liver. Now, this particular syndrome is very much sitting within the lungs and the spleen. Okay, those are the two organs which are being impacted. Now, why? Well, a lot of this is to do with the fact that we're chronically stressed. So the thing about hay fever is that it's very much rooted as a situation based on the fact that we are living very, very stressful lives, and we're not really connected to nature anymore. We have to do a huge amount each day. We've got to keep all the different plates spinning, and we're separated from our kind of natural authentic states. We're removed from the cycles of life and the movements of the planets. All that's kind of a bit secondary now, with huge amounts of times sent on our screens where we're having to basically juggle many, many things in order to just get through our lives. Now, the problem with all of that is that our bodies are ancient, and our bodies have evolved over millions of years, and technology has evolved extraordinarily quickly in the last 50, and our bodies haven't necessarily caught up. Okay, so what we've got to do is make sure that we understand this and ultimately understand that hay fever is very common because it is a very common symptom of the fact that our bodies are stressed and overwhelmed. And in the case of hay fever sufferers, it's impacting the lungs and the spleen. Now, to make matters worse, this kind of cocktail of modern living impacting these two organs is exacerbated by the fact that hay fever is a condition in Chinese medicine, which, as far as we're concerned, is connected to excessive heat in the body. There's too much heat. So the way I like to describe this to a hay fever sufferer is you've got to imagine that your body wants to be like a glass of water. This is a healthy body. But actually, the kind of the melting pot of modern life is that you don't look like a glass of water. The typical modern day person looks like a glass of Coca-Cola. And then what happens is you add in the heat of the pollen to this glass of Coca-Cola, and it's like adding a spoonful of sugar to the Coke. And then what happens is it goes and it all spews over. And that's really what's happening here, is that when the temperature starts to go up a little bit in the atmosphere, because we're going into spring summer, so we're coming out of the cold season, and then you add the pollutant that's being breathed in to the lungs, which then is then being ingested into the body. The reality is it's creating excess heat inside the body, and everything just kind of spews over. It's like, and then all of the symptoms that you're experiencing are called hay fever, but actually what it is an inflammatory response of the body. Because the two key organs, the lungs and the spleen, are compromised because of the state of your own body responding to what's going on in the stress response factors of what's going on in the world outside, added to the climatic factors, and then in comes the pollen, and it all spews over, and bam, you've got your symptoms. So really what we've got to do is just strip this back and think, right, okay, I know it's called hay fever as far as we're concerned, and we understand that the pollen is the aggressor, but the pollen is basically the straw that breaks the camel's back. It's the one factor too many that the body is now just getting overwhelmed. So what we've got to do is just strip this back and go, right, we've got to reduce stress, we've got to clear heat, and we've got to strengthen and balance the spleen and the lungs. That's what we've got to do. That's the underlying root that has to be addressed. And simultaneously, we need to help the body with the symptom relief at the same time. Okay, so now suddenly we've got some power, because now it actually starts to make sense. We can clear heat from the lungs. We can clear heat from the digestive system. Okay, and we can support those organs with all of the different things that we teach you. And then we can get the symptoms under control. Okay, so this is helpful stuff. So what are we going to do? Well, let's start with the simple things first. Let's just start with some really, really easy symptom relief, because when you're suffering, you just need to just kind of deal with the here and now. The first thing to do is you need to cool down the exterior where the symptoms are manifesting. So if you think about when you've watched Netflix films, which are period dramas, and someone's lying in bed with say, a high fever, chances are you will witness somebody else mopping their brow with a cool, wet cloth. Okay, for example, because they're just trying to keep the temperature down where it's coming out of the body. Well, you know what? We need to do the same thing now. So the modern day equivalent, because not many people are going to be lying in bed with some other person mopping them, because we don't really live like that anymore, is I would suggest that you use one of those lovely cooling packs on the face. You can either buy the ones that go in the freezer. They're those lovely cooling eye masks. They're really useful. Or if you would like to use crystals, over on the Hey You Method, we've got a crystal eye mask, which I use on myself if I get symptoms, and that's really relieving, and you just keep it in the fridge and then you can just hold it over the area, or you just use one of those cooling packs. That's a really good way to start. Or you can use the jade crystal that we sell on the Hey You Method and just hold it over the eyes, and you can just stimulate around the nose area and around the inner eye area to stimulate some really key points. So bladder 2, which just sits here between the eyebrows, just here where I've got my little fingers, there is a really good point. So just massaging from what we call the inner canthus, which is that squidgy bit on the inside of your eyes, upwards towards the inner eyebrow, that area there, and then either side of the nostrils. These are really, really useful points. So you can hold the crystal over your eyes and then stimulate with it with a little rounded tips as well. Okay, those are really, really good points. If you don't have any of that and you don't want any of that, you can use the rounded end of an eyeshadow brush. If you don't have an eyeshadow brush, you could probably use a little one of those little earbuds will do the trick. I'm just trying to think of anything else I could sort of rounded end influence. You can just use the end of your little fingers. That works as well. It's not as good, but it's not far off. Okay, so those are some really simple things that you can do, because that's going to offset. You can also put the cold compress around the throat as well. Okay, that's also really useful. They're relatively inexpensive, those things, so you could possibly treat yourself and have two and put one around the throat and one on the eyes. Now, that's the easy, easy way to deal with the symptoms. Then what we've got to do is start to clear the heat. Okay, so then what we do is we use the body gua sha, which is the copper tool, which I'm hoping my wonderful friends here at the podcast studio will now suddenly whiz one in on the bottom of the YouTube thing, so it will whip in along the side and you can see. And then what you do is you put a little bit of oil on your chest and you take the copper tool and you gua sha from the heart outwards, all the way across the chest. It's very likely to come up red. And then you take it down the inside of the arms, all the way towards the thumb and the index finger. That's the area you want to take it. So from the heart all the way across and all the way down. It's likely to come up red. With Gua Sha techniques, the body will flag it up. You don't need to worry too much about where you're doing it, as long as you're in the right, you're in the right neck of the woods. If it comes up red and it feels good, you want to kind of get in there and clear it out. That is a very, very good way of strengthening the lungs. Okay. Now, if you want to strengthen up the digestive system, you want to take the same Gua Sha tool and you want to go from the waist at the side inwards. OK, so start actually, don't start at the waist, go to the waist, so put your hands on your waist, but actually take yourself round to the spine at the back and Gua Sha around to the front. So from the back to the navel, back to the navel, and then diagonally down the sides of the abdomen. OK, so down from the sides where the waist is down to the groin, going in one direction only. That should come up red. And then last but by no means least, you want to go to the inner leg and you want to go up from the inside of the big toe all the way up to the groin. OK, all the way up using that. You can either use the Body Sculptor or you can use the Body Gua Sha tool. Those will really, really help. OK, because that will get the heat and the inflammation out of the lungs and the spleen and strengthen those two organs at the same time. So you're clearing heat and strengthening the organs all at once. And that's a pretty quick and easy thing to do. Now, there's some other really good techniques as well. There is a fantastic technique called halotherapy. Now, I have done a podcast on halotherapy. I've got a fact sheet on halotherapy. And then there's a product which we sell over on the Hey You Method, which is called a Himalayan salt pipe. It's a very, very cost-effective clay pipe and you have Himalayan salt in it. And you just use it for a couple of minutes every day and you breathe in through the salt. It is a fantastic technique for strengthening the lungs and clearing away mucus. So it is one of the best possible things you can do to improve the symptoms of hay fever. There's a lot of research that's been done on this. It is a fantastic technique. I love using the Himalayan salt pipe. It's very safe, it's very effective, and it's an instant remedy. OK, so I would very much suggest that hay fever sufferers use it all year round. But if you haven't done so yet and you're starting to suffer, just go and get yourself one straight away and get cracking with it. The other technique I love is I have these lovely metal Creo sticks. And again, we sell them on the Hey You Method and you can get them. They're like little kind of metal, they look like little golf clubs and you just massage them over the face. You go in little rounds like this, okay, over the, from the inner eye, all the way under the cheekbone, all the way around the ear, all the way down the throat. And then you just leave them in the freezer and then you repeat to use them and they really, really, really work, okay? So that's a really useful technique as well. Another really good technique is using the Briv filter. Now, I am a huge fan of the Briv filters for everybody because a lot of us live in urban environments now. When I started preaching all this information, I was very much living in the country and now I've kind of pivoted and I'm much more in London than I ever used to be. So I'm much more kind of in the urban way. And funnily enough, a lot of the advice I was giving to the urban dwellers whilst I was kind of lodging it up in Somerset, I have really, really fallen back into because I'm in London. So the Briv is a brilliant filter. It's quite an expensive investment, but it lasts a lifetime if you look after it. And it is a very valuable investment in urban living because it gives you the equivalent of 3,000 plants. Okay. And you're never going to get 3,000 plants, certainly not in my London room. There's no chance. So basically, it's the equivalent of 3,000 plants in the room. And it filters out all of the impurities out of the atmosphere and then pumps incredibly rich, saturated air into the space instead. So especially at night time, this is a very useful thing for hay fever sufferers or anyone that's suffering from allergies or anyone at all, because the thing is, it's really good at strengthening the lungs, which is one of your key organs, and connecting the body back to a natural state, which is we used to live in vegetation. I mean, that's where human beings have come from. So basically, it takes you back into that state, useful at night time. So I use that. I have mine on all day long, but at the very least have it on either in the day so that you can go into that room at night and breathe really good quality air, or have it, if you don't mind, there's a very low level noise that comes with it, have that on at night as well. So that is a really, really useful way to clear out the pollutants out of the atmosphere and to saturate your atmosphere with really good quality plants. Now then, of course, those are the kind of top line quick fix stuff that you can do straight away. There are also a number of really, really useful acupressure points, which we're going to list below. It's not really conductive to me just giving everyone a micro tutorial into about 8 different acupressure points, because it gets really boring if you're just listing. And it's quite lengthy for me to explain where they are. So what we might do now is just give you a little round robin of where those points are, and they can just come across the bottom of the screen. And or we also have a fact sheet on the key acupressure points with me demonstrating how to use them. And you can use the acupressure bianstone to really activate them, or your finger, or the rounded edge of a makeup brush. But the bianstone's best because it draws the energy and the blood towards the area. But those points are very, very useful. Now, over and above that, you can then go to the next level, because hopefully what happens is the really easy quick fix stuff will do the trick first. OK, using a bit of honey with some local pollen, using a Briv filter, using a halotherapy pipe, doing a bit of body gua sha. These are all easy things that you can do. OK, follow my 3-step plan. That's also an easy thing that you can do. OK, have a look at my fact sheet on hay fever. That's also an easy thing you can do. Then have a look at my fact sheet on stress, because stress ultimately sits at the bottom of everything these days. So it's important to inform yourself and think, clearly the stress is impacting my digestive system and my lungs. So there's further that you can do with that. And the next step with more time investment is to get to what I call the healing pivot. Now, the healing pivot is your own personal pivot. It's where do I pivot out of suffering with these symptoms into feeling good? OK, looking good, feeling great, as I like to do on my Instagram, makes everyone laugh. OK, so the healing pivot isn't the same for everybody. Some people's healing pivot might just be a little bit of local honey and that does the job. Some people's healing pivot will be they get the Himalayan salt pipe and that's done the job. Some people's healing pivot was they've done that and then they've added in the gua sha and that's done the job. Now, if like me, that didn't do the job and it was a bit better, but not quite, it means you've got to go deeper into your healing pivot. And that is where owning your health is all about. Because up until me, in my opinion, doing this podcast and getting all this content out there, there wasn't really a sort of systematic approach to the alternative world. It was very much suffer, go to your GP, then you're in a systemized world because they've got a system in place that can kind of take you all the way through. But when you go into the alternative world, you're then in just this array of options and choices and not really kind of knowing what, when, why, how much and all the rest of it. It's a bit confusing. So the idea of this is to put it into a sort of chronological order of start with the simple things first and see whether they do the trick. But if they don't, it's just because your healing pivot is deeper than someone else's for which that worked. And you just got to go deeper into the journey. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, because with my own journey of health, my healing pivot, let me assure you, is very, very profound and very, very precarious. I mean, it really is. OK, I have to pay attention to that pivot all the time because I'm constitutionally weak in the first place. And before I understood all of this, I kind of overused the credit system that my body had. If anyone's watched The Substance, it's a bit like that. My younger self was very much stealing from my older self in order to achieve what it was that I wanted. And I wanted good things. Okay. I wanted to have a sibling for my child, for example. So I pushed it and had IVF. And then I had twins and I'm very grateful for them. But the pregnancy was difficult. The birth was difficult. Therefore, there was a price to pay on my body. Therefore, my pivot went down. And I'm okay with that. I am 100% delighted with the outcome of those choices. But nonetheless, the price I've paid is my pivot is profound and precarious. And this is an important thing to understand about your healing space and owning your health. Wherever you are in your journey, which will come from the constitution you've inherited from your family and what you've done with your life and how you've looked after yourself over the years and the health choices that you've made. And many, many people listening to this podcast who are 20th century people didn't know any of this. I didn't know any of this. I did not know any of this when I was in the 20th century. OK, I've come into this information in the 21st century and a lot of the damage had already been done at that point. And that's OK, because all that has to happen is you just need to understand that your pivot is where it is. And all you've got to go is go deeper in until you get there. And when you get there, you will know about it because your body will balance, your symptoms will relieve themselves and you will feel well. OK, and I am testimony to that. And interestingly, as I'm delivering this content, as opposed to podcasts from where actually, funny enough, it's interesting, actually, just thinking about this. We've just hit the 1-year anniversary of this podcast. Yay! So all of the podcasts basically up until the 1 year anniversary, were pre me going through a little bit of I went one step back to go two steps forward. So what then happened was I align it to listening to being on a snakes and ladders board. So I'd learned all this stuff and made a career into making this make sense. I spent a year delivering it into the podcast. I've been writing my Own Your Health book that hopefully is going to come out later this year. And I've been really organizing and systemizing all this information, thinking, yes, this makes sense. And I got to my healing pivot and everything's good. Okay. And then all of a sudden I had a setback. And that felt like at the very end of the snakes and ladders board, where you got that massive great snake right at the end, the one that seems to catch you out just before you win the game. And down I went. But I went straight back up again. It was like then all of a sudden I implemented all of the things that I teach and all of the things that I've systemized. And then literally it was like I was just rolling the dice and I hit six and six and six and six. I went right back up to the top of the board again. Why? Because I understood how to hit my healing pivot and then how to get out of the precarious state that a little setback had come in. Life sets us back. Okay, shit happens. We're in Earth school. You're tested all the time. Okay, and the more you think you've got the hang of it, the deeper the test comes in. So therefore, I went into this information and I went straight back up round the board again. And that's why, because I understood what my pivot was and what I needed to do. So if you're a hay fever sufferer listening to this and you've already implemented the first level of stuff I've just taught you and you're still not quite there, it's because you've got to go deeper. It's because your pivot is deeper and more precarious. Okay, and that is the it's more profound and precarious. Those are the three P's of owning your health. I've got there. The three P's of health ownership. Okay. The pivot. The pivot is profound and precarious. Okay. And that's what you need to know. So then you've got to go deeper, which means you've got to give yourself a little bit more stuff. You've got to go deeper in than the other person. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that because the journey itself, and I can tell you this from my own experience because mine is profound and precarious, is fascinating and it's life-changing and it's enlightening and it's enjoyable. It's amazing. You've got to go into the Qigong practices. Okay. And it's not just, yeah, well, I practice once a week when I have time. It's like, no, we've got to go into these practices every day. Okay, the key thing to this is repetition. So if you've got the three P's of owning your health, you've got the three R's as well. Routine, regularity, repetition. So hopefully that is useful information for your hay fever. One last thing to say, actually, just because it's interesting, is that in springtime, which is kind of March to May, certainly the natural calendar, all the seasons hit just that little bit earlier than you realise, the hay fever that you're going to be suffering from is from tree pollen. OK, in the summertime, which is May to July in Chinese medicine, it's grass pollen. And then in the late summer to autumn, which is August to October, it's weed pollen. So there's different pollens depending on which time of year you are suffering. So if you found that's just sort of anecdotal information, which is helpful. But in the meantime, I hope that has given you a good insight into how to help yourself with hay fever. If you have any comments, please just leave them in the comments below. And I look forward to seeing you next time.